Vince not here. Team off today as they flew in the wee hours of the morning. I've taken you've had, what, hour and a half sleep, something like that?
Yeah, I got a couple.
Couple, that's about it. Let me ask you about the end of the game. You came off the field. You made the you put a lot of pressure on Wilson, threw the ball away. Suddenly, about 3 minutes left in the game, he came off the field. You were pumped. You were jacked, to use Pete's term. And clearly, you were saying, that's bleeping football or whatever. Game is over. You're extremely frustrated. In the last 3 minutes, did that frustrate you, what transpired?
Yeah, it did, because, you know, we practice so much situational football. And to go out in a certain situation and give up points, give up big plays. I just think we could have executed way better than we did, because we put too much time and effort in those situations, you know. And that's been Achilles' heel all year. You know, we would play 50 minutes, 55 minutes, 57, 58 good minutes. And then, you know, getting a close game and at crucial moments, not being able to deliver. You know, and that's the most frustrating part about it all. You know, I think we went into this game with a good game plan, how we wanted to play these guys. We knew exactly how they was going to play. But I think for the most part, we did what we wanted to do. But, you know, at the end, just kind of fall apart. It's definitely frustrating, because, like I said, we just put too much time and effort around here. And we've been doing it for a long time. And we won a lot of ball games. Playing good situational football. So that's the kind of thing that kind of had me frustrated, had me very disappointed, because I know the type of effort and the time that we put into certain situations. And for us not to deliver in those situations, that was pretty bad.
You know what, Vince, you just hit on what's bothering a lot of people today. That's a game that Patriots fans have seen over the last decade. Patriots fans have seen New England win that game more often than not. And let me ask you this. You came from a winning program, obviously, at Miami. You came into a team your rookie year. You won the Super Bowl. You didn't necessarily have to learn how to win. You've been doing it for most of your college and pro career. Do you think that as a group now, you have to learn how to win? Because you've lost three games this year that you easily could have won. Is it really come down to learning how to win?
I mean, learning how to execute under pressure. You know, that's the biggest thing. You know, just knowing the situation that you're in and being able to execute your game plan to the T. And it got to be perfect. At times, it got to be perfect. You could play 15, 55 minutes of crappy football and kind of stay in it. But once you get into a situation, if you know the situation, you practice the situations 100 times, you should have a good idea of how to execute that situation. And I think at this point, we just need to execute better. That's basically it. You know, we'd have lost three games, total of 4 points. You know, could have went either way. It's not the end of the world. But at the same time, we need a sense of urgency. We need to get going, because we're in the middle of the season. Believe it or not, we're in the middle of the season, and we still, you know, have little mistakes, little things that's holding this team back from being a very, very good football team. And we got to start making those plays. You know, it's not going to be perfect every time. I understand that. This is football. Nothing's perfect. But you got to be able to put, you know, a series together, or put a drive together, or get three and out, or get a turnover. Just start playing better situational football when it really counts, and that's towards the end of these close games. We have to be able to execute a lot better than we have been, and then you'll be looking at a different team. But until we do that, we're going to always be coming up on the losing end of the stick. But we definitely have to get it going. I mean, the clock is clicking. It's ticking. It's ticking. I mean, we don't have no more time to waste. We got to get going. We definitely got to get it going, and that's everybody, not just, you know, me, is everybody. I think everybody needs a sense of urgency. We need a good week of preparation this week against a good division team. I don't care what the record is. You know, division games are always tough.
The record's the same as yours right now.
Same yeah. as us. So we can't be, you know, thinking about what happened to Seattle and let it just relate to this week. You know, come in this week and affect us this week, because we'll drop another one. So we definitely got to get on the ball quick. We need to get it going, and we just need to start playing better football.
So how does that translate to what you have to do during the week? What do you have to do in the film room and on the practice field?
Like I said, I think we've been doing a pretty good job in the film room, practice field, preparing. I think we've been doing good jobs. I mean, we haven't been having bad practices. We've been leaving the field feeling very confident in what we're doing. And like I said, for us to practice these situations and not execute them to the T, that's the frustrating part about it, because we know exactly how we want to play it. We know exactly what team's going to do. We know exactly how we want to approach it. We just need to execute a lot better. If we execute it better, you know what, this team would be a whole – this team would be a different football team.
I would think going into this game, the game plan had to be to stop the run, Marshawn Lynch, and make them one-dimensional. You did that. And other than a couple of shaky tackles overall up front, you guys were pretty solid. Your secondary, well, they were the ones that didn't necessarily execute in the big plays. Is it still a learning process for them back there? They're young. You had injuries to two of your starting safeties. Is that part of the problem here, Vince?
You know what? I'm not for the point, no fingers at anyone, because this isn't track and field where you run 100 meters, you get a medal, or you throw the shot put, you just get a medal. You know, this is a team effort. And I would never throw my teammates under the bus. We can do a lot better job of containing the quarterback, these broke plays, being able to get a little bit more pressure on these guys. So I'm not for the sitting and say, you know what, it's all our secondary fault. Because it's not. You know what? Because the rush has to match the coverage has to match the rush. At times we do it, and sometimes we don't. So our biggest thing is to eliminate bad football. Eliminate big plays. If we just do that, we will be okay. We will be okay, but we have to be able to learn from it, and we got to be able to move forward. We got to be able to get better. We have to.
What kept you up on that flight? I can just imagine you pacing on a cross-country flight and just going over the game in your head. I mean, what bothered you more than anything? Was there any specific thing?
No, just the end of the game. Like I said, just being alert for the situation that we were in, and not being able to execute it. You know, that probably was the most frustrating thing about it. You know we was going out there to play a tough football team on the road, the 12th man, retiring these jerseys. We know what we was going to get from that aspect. We know once we hit the fourth quarter, if it's tight, what we're going to get, if they down, what they're going to get. We knew all of that. We know all of that. But for us not to execute it, that was the biggest part that's frustrated me is we have to be able to close out games. We got to be able to. You know, we have to be able to close out games. And like I said, it's not the end of the world. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time is clicking. The time is clicking. The train is rolling. We have to jump on board right now. Not tomorrow, right now. We have to jump on board right now. We don't have no more time for error. None.
So does this game get your attention? Do you think it gets the attention of all of the other guys right away?
You know what? If it don't, it's a problem.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anybody that left that locker room, staff, coaches, players that left that locker room that was okay with the way the game turned out, or okay with the way they played, or okay with the way they coached. Everybody in that locker room, because we have so much passion, it was so much emotion, that's on his team. A bunch of guys love to play football, love to win, and to take a loss. That's very tough because you got a bunch of guys that love this game. So anybody who, I don't think it's anybody that got on this plane really thinking that, you know what, everything is okay.
Because we've seen some of this in these games, even last week against Denver, letting them back into the game. That's why I would think after a while it's deja vu all over again. You start to get to the point where you're pissed and say, better put an end to it, man, or it's going to be a weekly thing.
We have to start closing out these ball games. When we get teams in a hole with 10, 14, 20-point leads, we got to be able to close these games out. Plain and simple.
All right, Vince, get some sleep, and we'll see you back here next week. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you, guys.
See you later. Vince. That's Vince Wilfork right here on the Big Show and Patriots Monday.